This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wasn't enough. Forget you. Get her too.
All right, 1:30, Peter Rosenberg joins the program. But right now, time for you to get some stuff off your chest. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's start with my man, Dan. Dan, what up, man? Who you mad at?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I just want to bleep all the people who didn't believe in Washington. They didn't believe in Jaden Daniels. And look what we did. We won 12 games. And, you know, it just surprised a lot of people. So bleep all those non-believers who didn't believe in us. And I just want to say that, in case you didn't know, this is Fairfax Dan. And I love the way the guy says, "This is Adam Cole on the Fan."
That was a hell of a call, Dan. Fairfax Dan, Adam Cole on the Fan. Adam Bull should call up and say, "Bleep you to Fairfax Dan." Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Take your calls. Whoever you're mad at, you can get whatever it is you need to off your chest. Whoever has wronged you. It looks like Landfill might have one. Landini?
Yeah, my bleep you to Chris Russell. His show starts at 2 on 980, but he works in this building and pretty much every day he finds a way to record an interview right in the middle of the hallway, which is, you know, communal space here at the office. It's obnoxious. And whenever we confront him about it, he just screams at us like we're the ones who are out of line in this situation. So I got to give a bleep you to Chris Russell.
No argument.
Hey, I'm with you on that one. But Jeff left too soon, so I'm going to bleep Jeff. because
like
he could get $10 million here. Mike Tyson offered $10 million to marry his oldest oldest daughter.
Wait, what? Why?
Yeah, he offered $10 million.
It's like a dowry.
Jeff should do that. That's $10 million, bro. Just got to marry and love her. But if you mess over, you got a problem with Mike.
Get a new car. Here's my bleep you, dude. And Barry Sverluga, I believe, is the person that got this news, so I want to make sure I credit Barry.
Mm-hmm.
We're big Barry Sverluga fans. Mark Lerner, Washington Nationals. They have the 27th payroll in Major League Baseball, I believe. Actually, it might be 29. They might be 29, and then the Marlins are 32. Mark Lerner said to Barry Sverluga, "Our commitment is to continue to go forward." He added that a sale is, I quote, "not on the list of things we worry about. We're excited about the team. We worked too hard to get it, and we love what we're doing with it. And so, unless something different happens along the way, we're in it for the long haul." Then why did you put a for sale sign out front? Why have you cut spending to bare bones levels? Why have you, like, Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, have proven an ability to win games at the highest level in baseball. Mm-hmm. And you have completely kneecapped them.
Yeah.
So just sell the team. I'm not mad at you. I recognize there's complications with the television deal, but.
Or maybe they're not getting the price they want. And you won't get it if you keep losing.
The learners have this reputation for establishing their price and then never backing off it. Back off it, man. What you're doing now sucks. It sucks for all the fans. And I want to like
tell them what you really feel, Jay.
I'm gonna go cover opening day, right? And I'm gonna try to talk myself into it. Last year it was kind of fun. They were getting good starting pitching early on.
Don't be surprised if your credential get just snatched. I'm just saying. Do you a favor, wouldn't it?
No, because I want to be able to cover a good team.
Good team.
It doesn't make any sense. Sell the team, please. Just sell them. Like and what's even crazier to me with the learners is for a period of time, they were spending and they were competing at the highest levels. Mm-hmm. Like, is this all about the team got absolutely screwed that they won the World Series in 2019, and when baseball season came back, the world was different.
Yeah.
They got screwed. They never got their World Series bump. You know what I mean? Like, we never got to witness the flag come down. All the cool stuff you get the following season off of World Series, mm-hmm. they didn't get. But that was nobody's fault. It was a freaking COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
They have good young players in the pipeline. When I read this from Barry, I don't know. Tell me what you hear in this quote, B. The sale is not on the list of things we worry about. We're excited about the team. We worked too hard to get it, and we love what we're doing with it. And so, unless something different happens along the way, we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, we're going to keep it unless somebody offers the price we want.
It doesn't sound like
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're in it until that the right offer comes.
Maybe there's just some posturing involved between Leontsis and Lerner, because Leontsis has been very open about that he wants the Nats. So maybe this is just a big old who will blink first. Mm. It's annoying as hell, though. We got a bleep you from CW1906 via Twitter to Mother Nature. This is funny, B. Said, I moved from the DMV to Raleigh to get away from this BS. And he's just getting dunked on with snow.
I saw that yesterday.
Down in Raleigh.
Jayshon and Bryce were outside.
Oh, I bet, dude. It is bizarre that we've had two straight snowstorms go further south.
Yeah. I'm with it. I mean, hey, leave us alone sometimes.
Dude, I am cool with missing the snow. A non-bleep you to Montgomery County Public Schools. They have been very good with the last two snow situations.
Yeah, you're saying that now. You'll be going off on them before this winter is over.
If I may, Brian, I credit when credit is due, and I criticize when criticism is due. They didn't call anything this morning, and they shouldn't have because there was nothing on the ground. And the last time we actually got snow, they handled it well. They didn't do the kids were out one day, and mm-hmm. then they texted the night before, and they said, yo, it's good.
It was that type of snow. That first time, though, when it stayed.
They kept it closed one day too many.
Well, not necessarily. They gotta worry about everybody in the county, not just one area of the county.
I suppose. Yeah. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. If you have a bleep you, feel free to call in. Fire away. Our guy Alex down in the race car world. Says bleep you to our Daytona brake pedal that broke on the first lap. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I feel like that racing game, it seems like a lot of problems. A
lot of money spent in that game right there, dog.
Our guy Ryan in Warrington is on the line. Ryan,
what's up, Ryan?
Man? Who you mad at?
I'm mad at everybody who doesn't take the time to scrape off the top of their cars. I don't care how tall your car is. Scrape that ice and stuff off. Don't be lazy.
On the top, it's dangerous, dude. That starts spraying when you're all blowing around.
So, about 10 years ago, driving down Route 7, to the right of me is an older lady, probably in her 80s, a truck or something in front of us. Sheet of snow ice goes off, goes through her windshield right next to me. I look over, and the snow icing is probably about 6 inches from her face.
Wow.
I mean, this stuff is no joke. So if you don't scrape that stuff off your roof, bleep you.
Yep.
That's
talk to those damn, all those companies with the trucks too. Get that stuff off of it.
Yep.
They do it too.
Yep. I spend half my time on the road and outside. I work outside a good chunk of my time, and the amount of buses, crime trucks, all those that don't even take the time to, and they don't even do their back windshields. It's crazy.
It is dangerous, dude.
All right,
thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, y'all be safe.
All right, man.
So I saw this a little earlier on Twitter. People were saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, one of the leading NFL insiders in the country, is saying that Washington might get rid of Lattimore. And I asked a friend of mine, Jamal, I was like, where did Rap say that? And then a bunch of people responded to me. So here's what Rap did.
Mm-hmm.
The same article we talked about from NFL.com about potential free agency cuts.
Mm-hmm.
That article was written by Matt Okada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking any shots at Matt. Matt's title is Programmer Fantasy Content. All right?
Okay.
What Matt has to do when there's no fantasy for a while is come up with content. That's how the content machine works. So Matt, it's a reliable formula, is you go through every team on over the cap or spot rack, whatever you want to use, and mm-hmm. you look at who has money that isn't guaranteed that could create cap savings. Mm-hmm. It's not a hard formula. I've created this content, bro. So Matt Okada puts this out, and these are possible cuts. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who Rap works for? NFL Network and NFL.com. And you know what Rap does every day? Is he goes through and he posts some NFL.com content. That is not Rap saying the Commanders are going to cut Marshawn Lattimore. It's just, yo, here's some content about possible cuts.
I keep telling you, people hear what they want to hear. They don't even read the stuff and analyze what they just read. They just go what they think it was supposed to be.
Yeah, man. Rap did not write that. I promise you. Kenny is in Warrington. What up, Kenny? Oh, Kenny, you there?
Hey,
up, Kenny?
How y'all doing?
All right, man.
Hey, just wanted to bleep the NBA. I've called before a couple times, but just seems they're pushing the dinosaurs still. Tatum outplayed him at the All-Star game. Outplayed Stephen Curry. I get you're giving the All-Star reward for his longevity and what he's done for the league, but the Celtics are close to being where they're going to become a dynasty, and I just don't understand why you don't press those players.
Who said played better than Steph?
Tatum.
I think he did. He had 22 points.
Hold on. He's talking specific to the NBA All-Star game.
I'm talking specifically at that All-Star
game. And you think Tatum should have won MVP?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I got to tell you what I am most impressed by. You are the first, and as far as I know, only person that watched the NBA All-Star game and watched it to the point where you have an opinion on who should have won MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke because I grew up in the 80s and they played defense. For the first three quarters, you know, they have fun, but I don't know what's happened to, like, competition. It's like the newer age is afraid they're going to show somebody up. I went to a game last year, saw the Celtics play, got to meet Tatum. I think that they have a gym there. He was signed for 40 minutes before the game. Signed my wife's jersey. He stopped. Dad to stop talk to us.
So you're a Celtics fan?
Oh, yeah. I've lived in Virginia all my life.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Kenny.
I watched the game, too. I think the person who got it is supposed to get it.
I can't believe anybody cares this much. That's what's most astonishing to me.
I still care because I love the game. I used to play it. I wanted to be an NBA player, but, you know, man can't jump. But, you know.
Thanks, buddy.
And y'all, too. Have a good
day. All right, bro.
Take care, man. Landfill, I want to give you a moment to compose your thoughts. We just had a caller 5 days after the game upset about who won the MVP award in the NBA All-Star game.
It's called the Bleep You Award.
Yo.
The Bleep You Day, so, you know.
You know, some people just have passion.
That's
like Lanville for Smallville.
That is the that is far more shocking than Wemby being shut down for the year. Reginald is in Kensington. Hello, Reginald. How do you do?
What's up, Rich?
Reggie, you there?
You up, man?
Sorry, Graham in Kensington, not Reginald.
Oh, Graham, okay.
That's a hell of a mix-up, Landini.
Yeah, I'll be 100% honest with you. I forgot the guy's name, so I just made something up.
All right, Graham.
Maryland student body. Them not showing up for these games when we're kind of showing out is just pathetic. I know it's been like this the last few years or 10 years, but, you know, the last few games, this has been just horrendous. I don't know what else they have to do. The dorm rooms are right behind the stadium, Xfinity Center. We're the only Big Ten team that has this problem. We're a great team. It's just pathetic. I'm sick of this.
All right. So, Graham, it's a great call. I went to the Iowa game Sunday, and it was a great crowd, but a third of the student section was empty. And I said to my boy Blaine, I was like, what's going on here? He's like, dude, it's every game. I don't know what that's about. It bothers me significantly.
The alumni's always shown out better. I think, truthfully, it's because Maryland's just harder to get into now. And
I've heard this theory that, like, Maryland's a good school now, so, like, the kids are all studying.
They have people at Duke.
Duke's a pretty good school. Kids go to the games.
All these other schools.
Michigan's a pretty good school. They go to the games.
Yep.
Carolina.
This has started when, you know, several years after we won the championship and we were storming the courts after okay wins. I mean, it's just been – I think I read something where out of any team that's won a national championship, we've had kind of the biggest fall off in terms of attendance and record.
One of the problems, though, that I don't think people properly look at is when they packed everything and the environment was awesome and the team was awesome – they were at Cole Fieldhouse, which was like 13, 14,000. They win the Natty. They move to Xfinity, which is like 19 or 20,000. And then the team started to slump. So you had they were able to build the new arena with the money built from the old program that won. And then they moved to the new one. And then Gary eventually retired. Like, there was just
a lot of stuff.
You might have been better off just staying at Cole and revamping it. It's a great call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Graham.
Gary was on. All right, thanks, guys.
Let's get to Kane in Great Falls. What's up, Kane?
College students, man. They
busy. Hey, this is for you, Danny. I just wanted to tell you that the Major League Baseball, for the Masson screw-up. That's the reason the learners are never going to sell until that gets settled, because they can't get a valuation on what the team is actually worth.
All right, man. Who did you want to speak with, sir?
Danny.
Sorry, man. I got the name wrong.
All good, man.
Sorry, JP.
You're good. Have a good night.
Yeah, Danny.
Rodney's in D.C. What up, Rod?
I didn't know Danny had such big ears.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
This one is Infinity and Beyond. And yes, I'm a Toy Story fan. Bleep every Cowboy fan who continues to be delusional to think that their team is elite. They win games, but they're not elite. And I'm just sick of, you can't have an objective conversation with these Cowboy fans. And this is the reason why most people hate the franchise, because you can never have an objective voice when it comes to talking football with these people. My second one is bleep Dan Snyder for having me in an abusive relationship since he wrote the check for the team. I want to bleep you, Infinity, for him as well.
Appreciate all right.
That's all
strong
I got.
Call. Thank you.
You say since he wrote the check to sell, oh, he accepted the check. You
to
mean,
buy
right?
It. I think.
Oh, when he bought the team.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Can I ask you one quick question,
yes,
Brian? We live in an era of self-identification where people like to identify themselves as lots of things, and we're creating spaces and making room for all of these things, right?
Yeah.
Is identifying as a Toy Story fan the new frontier? That dude called in and said, I identify
know.
As a Toy Story fan.
Hey, man.
I was unaware of that.
Phil, what you know about that? You like Smallville.
I mean, Smallville is very different from Toy Story.
I'm just saying, Toy Story, Smallville, all sound like they're the same thing to me.
they're different things entirely.
I know they are.
One's a cartoon movie, and
I'm cracking jokes.
TV
I don't
show.
Give a damn about the reality of it. I'm talking
Smallville's
about what
a good
I want
show,
about.
B-Mitch.
Okay,
you watch it.
Yeah, I know somebody in the thing said it was the best show.
Yeah, it's one. Yeah,
well, go and watch it again because I'm
a great
not.
Show.
What would it take to get you to sit down and binge 10 episodes of Smallville?
Nothing. I'm not doing it.
Nah, like $500 to watch 10 episodes.
You
of
give
Smallville.
Me $500, I'll go sit down. I'm gonna probably fall asleep on it.
I need you to stay awake.
I'm
I
not
need
watching 10. I'm not watching 10 episodes of anything.
We could
in
watch
one
the,
setting.
We could watch the first 10 episodes, being me and you.
No. You could go
you
watch
You guys should go to Rooster's house.
You go watch it with Ryan
there.
And y'all drink mimosas together.
It'll be me, you, Ryan the Stallion, and
no,
we'll go
it
to
won't
Rooster's
be me.
House.
I'm not coming.
And we'll drink mimosas and we'll watch Smallville.
No,
Rooster
I'm
did
not
invite
coming.
You over to eat potato chips and watch wrestling.
And I'm not going there
he
neither.
He says you live close to him.
I'm not going there.
What have you ever
I heard you. I told you I heard some strange stories about people in wrestling. In this company for years. I'm not going to any wrestling.
Peter Rosenberg joins us next. Gearing up for their show. I see him in there preparing, prepping away. Today was the earliest the four of us have ever been here on the same day, I think.
Yeah, because you finally showed up early.
Jeff was here early.
Yeah.
I think Metro Jeff is a little more reliable than Carl
Jeff.
I was here first.
I was.
I saw when you got here.
No, your bag wasn't there when I got here.
B, I was in here at like 8:40. I just did a bunch of work. And then I got a call.
Well, I didn't see you.
I was here. I
saw Jeff and then Landfill was the last one to get here.
Yeah, Landfill. How does that
sound? What the hell happened to you, man?
You were last, dog.
Get here early, dog.
Last.
I mean. Yep, I was.
Yeah. I walked by the little door. I didn't see the light on. See you bobbing with your little hat on.
Being last to be here isn't a big deal, except when I'm first to be here. That's when it feels like the world is kind of...
Well, I mean, when you get here first, not very often.
Well, what's most remarkable is when I do get here first, I'm usually the last person to sit down for the show.
Yeah.
Because I get in the shower at like
9:54. You seriously need to go talk to somebody. You got some mental
About
issues,
what?
Though. You got some issues. You do everything like ass backwards.
I don't know that my timing is necessarily that.
Your timing?
Yeah.
Is ass backwards too sometimes.
How about this? I just got these odds.
What we got?
Now, granted, it's if he's traded, which is a big if.
Okay.
Who do you think has the top odds to land Matt Stafford if he's traded? This I found surprising.
The Giants.
No, Giants were close, 4-1. There's a team at 3-1.
3-1. I don't know.
Vikings, 3-1.
Well, now I can see O'Connell taking him and working with that.
Well, O'Connell was with him in L.A.,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
When KOC left here, he got the OC job in Atlanta, in Los Angeles, rather, and Stafford was there.
But why would Sean want to deal with Aaron?
I'm talking Stafford.
No, I'm just saying, because the rumor's still about Aaron going to L.A., I'm wondering, why would Sean want to deal with that?
What if Sean...
feel he could work him out?
One, there's always the, I can fix him, right?
Yeah.
Every coach has that mind.
Until you can't. Then what happens then?
What if Sean wants Kirk? Cheaper. Easier. I don't know why you're in a hurry to get rid of Stafford.
That right there baffles me.
Like, his cap number's high, but it's nothing outrageous.
His cap number is what all other
He's
quarterbacks
a quarterback,
are making.
Right.
Top nine. He won a Super Bowl for you. He is one of the better quarterbacks, and that's what they make. We can't work. I mean, I hate the fact that people use the cap number and whatever so much. Dude's still performing.
Totally. And maybe if it was a way, like if the contract was like Deshaun Watson's and it had 4 years left on it.
I can understand that way, but it's nothing close.
No, by 26, there's no guarantees left. You can release him next year with basically nothing. Now, the stats weren't overwhelming. He threw for a little under 3,800 yards, 20 touchdowns, 8 picks. He was really good, and then he was really good in the playoffs. Like,
his numbers were down because what? One of his receivers was not always there.
And league numbers were down.
Let's be real.
Like, league passing numbers were down across.
Yeah.
Like, unless there is a concern that they know about, and I don't want to say, like, degenerative or anything, but Stafford has missed a lot of time over his career. He has played through a lot of pain, a lot of injuries. Like, unless they have some concern that they don't think he can go anymore. But, B, wouldn't you have the same concerns about Kirk after what we saw over the last 8 weeks last year?
Yes.
And wouldn't you have even greater concerns about Rodgers? But well, not just the injury, but
Rodgers,
the craziness?
Just, something's wrong with him mentally. I know one thing. Stafford, when he's on, he's on. And you just stated something. He'll play through stuff. Most guys not doing that. They're sitting down. He still battles. I don't understand that one.
I don't understand that one. White Brian, do you think there's a real chance he goes to the Giants? I've heard that bandied about.
Yeah, just because Dable and Joe Schmo got to save their job, and I think they think Stafford's the best chance to do that.
I got to say, I do support calling Shane Joe Schmo. That, unlike that dude that called in and called me Danny, that has my full support. I wonder if the Raiders with Brady couldn't make a play for Stafford, and then he's in Vegas, not far from Southern California. It's kind of just one big area. But anything else is a significant change for, like, his family and life.
You know what? The money that quarterbacks make, you can quickly adjust.
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that, but he has made so much money already that they're probably well adjusted in L.A.
Well, then you go play and let us stay in L.A. She come visit you on the weekend.
You know how much money he's made? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying, especially if he's in Vegas, it's real easy for the family to stay in L.A.
Yeah.
And like when the Chargers moved north to L.A., Philip Rivers at that point, one, he had 100 kids, but two, he had made enough money and everything. His family just stayed in San Diego.
And he had a bus.
Yeah, he had a bus.
He was studying on his bus.
You know what Matt's...
His wife probably was happy he was gone because she, every time he saw her, she was pregnant again.
All he had to do was look. You know what Matt Stafford's career earnings are?
How much?
You want to guess?
240.
North.
350.
364.
Wow. He's good.
He's been good. And, dude, he has.
But you know what? You know what happens when you make that type of money? You always feel like you still play.
He has a
right. Some ball to it.
On his current deal, he's got 85 mil more to potentially be made.
Go get your money, dog.
That's crazy.
And wherever someone wants you, go play.
I don't know this answer. Who do you think has made more in their career, Kirk or Stafford?
I think it's Stafford. I think Kirk, if he had gone through it, he might have eclipsed him.
It's got to be Stafford. Stafford was like the last guy to get in before the rookie wage scale. He got that humongous deal.
Well, and Kirk was a fourth rounder and had to grind. But, on the front
and Stafford's
end.
Played for three or four more years.
Yeah, Kirk's gotten close, though.
Kirk's almost at 300 mil. Yeah. 293 for his
Hey,
career.
Listen to me. He should go in the Hall of Fame for contracts. He knows how to get it done.
For sure. For sure.
His agent, one of them, because they work the system, baby.
Landini, as the chief BS officer, do you buy this Stafford on the move stuff? I think White Brian is hoping for fan fiction that somehow the Giants get Stafford. I just don't see that happening. If you're Matt Stafford and you're on like a real winning team, you're not going to the Giants at this stage of your career.
Bruh.
Yeah, I can't see that. I mean,
what if they call and said, look, we're going to trade for you and we're going to work your deal. Give you a little extra. Hell yeah, he'll go.
The Rams were actually good last year.
Yeah.
I don't really get wanted to leave there.
But he may not want to leave, but they may want him to leave. You never know. And in that situation, you're going to go where you're wanted.
Have I told you my bold rumor prediction for next week in Indy? Because we're going to start hearing crazy stuff. That's where the crazies get their
KB,
legs.
What you going to put out there, man?
I'm not saying to a specific place. I just think this Tyreek Miami situation, just the foundation seems a little shaky.
So it's going to start saying he's coming here?
No, I'm not saying here. I think you and I are on the same wavelength. Like, don't want it. You can't coach, preach brotherhood, competition. Like what they have created
is special.
It's hard to like. I think you got to be careful for everybody that wants these free agent frenzies.
I
think you got to be delicate with this, man.
You do. Listen, though, man, that's just, I think we have moved on, but we still think in the past. As I was every offseason. And now you have something totally new, and you had a great time. You watch how things is working. But I don't believe it's all the people that I saw on the road all the time. I think it's that small group that cannot get past where they were.
I think it's just fun and exciting to talk about free agency this time of year. You know?
I mean, I talk about free agency, but just wanting everybody that becomes free, that's not just talking about it. That's being stuck in the past.
Yeah, right now, it's not even talking about people that become free. People that are under contract to other teams that probably won't even become available.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, you sit there and you go, man, if Halle Berry was my girlfriend, she ain't gonna be your girlfriend, dog. Stop going down that line. Just keep thinking well, on what you can deal with.
Brian Schottenheimer did turn down a number of head coaching jobs before he got the Cowboys.
Nobody offered him a job.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We don't know what level of head coaching.
Nobody turned down a job to him. Nobody. Nobody offered him a job.
I led the country in three-point shooting percentage.
See, it's just the way you say things.
It's the facts.
No, you didn't.
Facts. Listen, man.
You shot one. They don't even count that person. You got to have at least a certain amount of shots. You shot one time.
Throwing stuff at me, man. Call HR. HR doesn't exist. Awesome sports night tonight. Just an absolutely awesome sports night tonight. I think the biggest game is going to be this hockey
game. I'm going to try and watch the hockey game.
Dude, I'm telling you, B, it's awesome. The last game was awesome. We'll see what tonight brings. I think, dude, you could bet all over that hockey game. They got... I know a certain AD that's probably got a lot of action going for the hockey. ESPN Bet's got the game as a pick 'em, -110 for each side. ESPN Bet reports that 46% of bets and about 46% of the money's on Canada. And so it's about an even split where the money's going. More people are on the over than the under. I can't wait, man. That game is going to be so fun. Don't forget, though, ESPN Bet, you got all the college hoops action tonight. Maryland, USC, maybe you lay the points with the Terps, who are red hot. But the biggest part of this, the final stretch of the NBA regular season is heating up. Get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You got a bunch of NBA games tonight. If you're looking at the association, the Sixers getting 7.5 at home against the Celtics, who might be a little rusty. The Sixers were playing some decent hoops before the break. The Bucks back in action tonight. Maybe you like Giannis with the Clippers coming to town. This is a bet I love. So the Hornets get the big win last night against the Lakers, right? Luka looked like he hit a couple buffets during the All-Star break. Yo, now you got the Hornets going to Denver, and that's a huge line. 16.5. I'm laying the points. I think Denver will smoke them. Charlotte playing a back-to-back after the All-Star break. Give me that all night. Whatever it is you're looking for. Say maybe you just want to bet on Joker points in advance of that Denver Hornets game, or you're just looking around. You see that Wemby's out, so who's going to score more for the Spurs? Whatever it is you're into, the ESPN Bet Sportsbook has it. Over-unders, point spreads, player props, all of it. Plus, new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets. And you can unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Virginia odds and lines are subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 1067 The Fan. About to wrap things up here. Hand it off to Grant and Danny.
Not here.
Do have to make some bets.
Grant and JP, really, based off what the guy calling today, call you Danny.
I got to go tell Danny that. Anthony Davis still not playing for the Mavericks, but they also haven't lost to the Hornets since they traded away Luka. Luka's post trade 0-1 against the Hornets. Anthony Davis 0-0. We'll see what happens. Let's make some bets, boys. Yo, apparently DC United opens this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? I did. I got offered to go to that. Let me go to that game opening night.
Do it. Be fun. Anyway,
yeah, I know.
I love Audi Field. Though. You definitely need parking at Audi Field. That's a mess over there.
Yes, man, it is.
Have you been to a Spirit game yet, B?
No.
Spirit games are fun, dude. It's obviously we hope DC United turns it around. The Spirit games are like as fun as DC United games, and the team is really good.
I will go check it out.
Spirit's loaded. They also, a friend of mine sent me this. They just hired a new vice president of marketing and communications, Kathy Jerome, who has a ton of like ties in the DMV. So I think she'll make that stuff even more kind of exciting for fans in and around the DMV. All right, White Brian, what do we got?
JP and Jeff got wins yesterday, and everyone else lost.
Let's go. What am I on the week?
1-1.
You haters gave me a loss when I was on vacation. And let me tell you, hey, a water park with your children.
It happens to everybody else, so nobody cares.
Water park with your children. Hey, Harley vacation.
You chose to go to the water park with your children, and you lose just like everybody else lose.
What do we like tonight?
Whatever you don't like.
Go ahead, then. Hot shot. Landfill, you got anything? Landfill has no action. White Brian's got to have some weird.
I'm taking the Blazers plus three.
Blazers plus three. Okay. No Wiz tonight. No Wemby.
Who are the Blazers playing?
Blazers got the Lakers.
Playing the Lakers.
Damn, Landfill thinks the Lakers ship is a sinking.
Wow.
Fading Luka? I kind of like that, Landfill. Got to be honest. Which probably makes you nervous that I like it.
I'm taking the Suns.
No parlay action? It's the first time ever.
I always got to keep looking.
What are you taking, White Brian?
I will go Towson on the road against Elon.
Towson, Elon. Are you going to bet that in real life? Like, will you have six Brian Hawk dollars on that?
I'll put about 20 cents on it.
What's your average bet?
My unit size is probably like 20 cents.
How many 20-cent bets do you have per night?
One or two.
Damn. We thought Landfill's action was light.
Ryan, you're pathetic.
Yo, that
in the betting game, dog.
Listen, I'll take your action, okay? But no VIG. Just you keep track of it. I'm going with the straight-up homer parlay tonight. USA and the Four Nations and the Maryland Terrapins. Those are the two games I want to watch.
Way to go.
It's a big line for the Terps. Damn, it moved up, too. I thought it was 10.5.
I'm going to take the Suns and the Lakers.
Suns and the Lakers for B. Mitch. Grant and Danny are coming your way next. Thank you to everybody listening to the program today. Thank you to Joe B. for joining us. Thank you to Pat Leonard for joining us. If you missed any of it, get on YouTube, get on the Odyssey app. It's all there for you. Thanks to Landini and White Brian in the aquarium. We're out of here. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. I owe you beer.